one and Carl. Knew there's four.
All right, we will resume the hearing of the application of Oliver III LLC, PSC case number PU-09-724. Mr. Volk, if you will please take a seat. Mr. Volk, would you state your name for the record, please?
Jay Volk.
And spell your last name.
V as in Victor, O-L-K.
And are you here in a representative capacity or on your own behalf?
Representative for B&I Coal.
What is your office address, Mr. Volk?
My address is 2360 35th Avenue Southwest Center, North Dakota.
Mr. Volk, as you heard me advise previous witnesses, your testimony is required to be under oath, and I'm required by law to advise you regarding perjury before administering the oath. Perjury is a false statement of material fact which you do not believe to be true. In North Dakota, perjury is a Class C felony punishable by a fine up to $5,000, imprisonment for a period of up to 5 years or both. Will you raise your right hand, please? Being advised regarding perjury, Mr. Volk, do you swear that the testimony which you're about to give in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
You may proceed.
Well, thank you. I guess on the behalf of B&I Coal, we just wanted to make a couple comments regarding the location of this power line. There's a couple things I wanted to mention about this. One is the size of the actual corridor itself. We don't have any complaints about the line itself, just the location of the line. And it's the northern portion is actually on basically on areas that would be mined in the next 30, 35 years. On file with the Reclamation Division is one of the recent revisions is revision 30 to BNCR 9702. Actually dictates part of this area in a future reserve that we're looking at upcoming. So I guess the comments we would like to make is on sections 9, 16, 21, and 28 on Township 141, 83, that these lines be proposed east of that section line. That's the current boundary of what we show on our extended mine plan with the commission at this time. And additionally to that, and I may be unclear on this, but if that corridor is 1.1 miles, and if it's on that center line or section line, if you have a half mile to the west, that's actually on mineable coal within our reserve, within the sections I mentioned.
Does that conclude your testimony, Mr. Volk?
Yes.
Mr. Biella?
Mr. Volk, again, could you give the legal description?
Yes. It would be section 9, 16, 21, and 28 of Township 141 North, 83 West.
Okay. And then looking at exhibit number 2 then, are the proposed locations, are you saying they're acceptable?
This is, let me get my bearings here. 9. The yellow line, as I see it on this map, and this is the first time I've seen this map, on section 141-83 West, Section 9, if that proposed route stays east of the section line, which from this drawing appears to be, I would call that acceptable, as well with Section 16, if it stays east of the section line, Section 16, we have no problems with that either, as is with 21 and 28. So as drawn, east of the section line, BNI and our extended mine plan wouldn't interfere.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Mr. Armstrong?
You mentioned some a plan, your 35-year plan. You said the numbers of it. What was that?
Currently, we have under revision with the Public Service Commission Reclamation Division is revision 30 to BNCR 9702, which actually lists a plate, and I can't remember the plate off the top of my head, which dictates your actual mining plan for the next short term as well as long term, and that map is part of our long term plan listed in revision 30 as well as in probably revisions I believe 29 and 28 as well. So it's been in there for quite some time.
Okay, and just so I'm clear here, on 9, 16, 21, and 28, anything west of the section line is planned to be mined in the next 35 years?
I guess I should correct that. Not necessarily mined in general, but within the permit boundary and mining, support of mining within that area. There is not, in areas there's not coal because being outwashed and other aspects, but that would be in support of mining in that area or mined.
But anything east of the section line is okay?
We don't have in our plans.
Okay. As far as section 4, if you go above 16, I noticed on the map, that's the one that, I guess, goes west of a section line. There's no problem with that from BNI's perspective.
In section 4, I'm not aware of any problems on that piece of land, no.
No further questions.
Mr. Lean.
The route does cross at the very north part of section 9 there. Do you see that? It crosses the road and goes to the east side, so just a few feet of it are going to be on the west side. It looks like in the northeast corner of section 9.
Without having I guess our plans laid out and seeing this prior, I would have to double check and see if we had any drainage control issues or any aspects of where we would be doing some kind of infrastructure in that area in support of mining. At that time, I couldn't answer if that jog would affect our operations at this time.
So if there is a problem there, you can contact the company and if we have to move something a little bit, we can probably do that. No further questions.
Well, was that a question, Mr. Lean, or
no,
a suggestion?
That was just a suggestion.
All right. Questions from the commission. Commissioner Clark.
The Jay, the other side of the section line where it's being moved to, which I guess would be 10, 15, 22, and 27, is that land that is not at all under the sort of auspices of BNI, or is that land that is, but it's not planned to be anything done with? In other words, is there some other, you know, coal company that you're aware of or owner that might conceivably have an interest in that?
No, at the best of my knowledge, and actually Bill Peterson could probably give a better answer to this. He's our geologist here. But the coal outcrops just west of that section line where we would be mining, and that's why I made the comment it would all be mined. You get east of that section, and there's not coal there.
Okay.
And I don't know to the point, and Bill could maybe answer that a little bit better than I can.
Okay,
but,
so it's all right.
Coal's not present, why we drew our line where we did.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Any further questions from the commission?
I don't have any.
Follow-up, Mr. Bielam?
None, Your Honor.
And follow up, Mr. Armstrong.
No, Your Honor.
Anything further, Mr. Lean?
Nothing, Your Honor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Volk.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else present who wishes to address the commission regarding the Oliver Wynn 3 proposal? Anyone else? Mr. Biel, anything further for the record?
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Mr. Armstrong, anything further for the record?
No, Your Honor.
All right. The closing comments from the commission, Commissioner Kramer.
Just thanks to everyone for being here, for a good hearing and good record, and again, apologize for the delay or the need to reschedule, but it was necessary, and it seems to have all turned out well, so thank you.
Commissioner Clark.
Just thanks as well for a good hearing, a good application, and thanks to Oliver County for the coffee.
The hearing in the matter of Oliver Wynn 3, LLC, Public Service Commission, case number PU-09-724, is closed. Thank you.